Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for April 11th through 14th, but we only had 4 days. And there was an episode on Friday.
I know. I was so surprised.
So it's because I was talking to somebody at church last night. So we're recording on Saturday because we're not recording on Easter. Hope you all had a nice weekend. Happy Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Good Friday used to be a federal holiday? Like, I swear when I worked for the bank that we were closed on Good Friday.
I was very confused by that also because the banks were open.
Yeah. And we had mail.
My sister who works like with stocks the stock and
exchange
all that
was
stuff,
closed. Yes.
Yes. She had off because everywhere considers, like all the different countries mm-hmm. consider that a holiday. And so the stock exchange was not open, so she could not be part of it.
Hope you enjoyed your day off, Belle.
She did.
Awesome.
So yeah, I just assumed that the banks and the same thing whenever I got the little email that was like, this is what's coming in the mail today. I was like, how are we getting mail today?
I love that you do that. I thought so many people think I'm crazy.
I just started doing it whenever we moved because I wanted to make sure that I caught things that were in transition from the old house to the new house. But it's pretty addictive now to look at it every day.
Mm-hmm. In case you don't know what we're talking about, here's your life tip for the day. If you go to USPS.com, you can get informed delivery and it actually, they scan your mail and give you an email at like 8:15 in the morning mm-hmm. of what you can be expecting to have in your mail today.
Yep.
And it's nice because if you get a missing piece of mail, you just go onto the website and click like it's missing.
Oh, I have not had to do that.
Yeah,
That's fun.
Uh-huh. Huh. There we go.
Thanks. Taught me something too.
And for other life tips, we hope that you listened to our interview with Kathleen Gotti. It was released on Thursday. We've just gotten such amazing feedback. She gives us so, so much.
She was just so open. It was easy. We kind of were expecting after meeting her in person that the conversation was just going to flow, but it really did. We asked questions and she just went with it. And then it's better information because it's not scripted on either side. It's just, let's see what happens.
Yeah. And we always like hearing more about people's backgrounds and interests and everything. And she was just so free with all of it. So if you want to hear about, you know, I knew that she liked cooking, which by the way, she has a cooking show coming up June 2nd. You can go to fantasyeventsinc.com and get information about that. It'll be on Zoom. But I didn't know that she owned like an entire bakery.
Right.
Like an entire... and was selling stuff to airlines. So go check out the interview that we had with her. It does go, it's a little long, but
it's totally worth it.
Totally worth it. And then we were also featured in the Women Who Podcast magazine.
There were so many pictures. I was not ready for that many pictures.
They didn't use all of them, though, that we sent.
That's okay.
I cleared with you before I sent them.
I'm not objecting to any of them, but I was still imagining, you know, one little picture, and there's so many pictures.
Yes. So go to womenwhopodcastmag.com and you can get, it's a digital magazine, but they feature Women Who Podcast. And we were part of their 1 year anniversary issue.
Yeah. It's a cool magazine. It comes out 4 times a year. So it's not like you're bombarded with stuff all the time. And it just kind of gets to the heart of what you need to know, what you should know. Here's some cool people to listen to.
Well, that's the thing. I think even if you're not a podcaster, I still think it would be an interesting...
Right. It's still an interesting read.
It exposes you to other shows that you might not have heard of before. So it's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's really all I have for, quote, business recaps. Did you write down your...
I did not write down.
Oh.
I'm sorry. If you give them to me, I can rewrite them for you, though. What's their first one? Hulu headlines. We have to like get a little... This says that way cuter than I do, but go ahead.
On Monday, Alexis finds Harmony on the pier.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll agree with that one. They still could have...
You can't rewrite them off the top because you don't remember like what happened every single day in order right now. Do you?
I don't remember every single day in order, but once you say it, it like triggers my mind of what happened. Even that, I would write better. First of all, it should say on Pier 54, not just on the pier. But Alexis grows suspicious after finding Harmony on Pier 54.
That's a really long title.
I don't care. It's supposed to be like it better.
Are you just going to rewrite the words?
No, but that, okay, that works for that one.
Okay. Wednesday, Sasha and Brando explore what's next. I liked that.
Wasn't Wednesday more about Cam and Joss?
I guess it could have also been Cam and Joss explore what's next.
Yeah, I would have made it about Cam and Joss over Sasha and Brando.
Okay. What would you have said about Cam and Joss?
I can't be clever right this second. Cam and Joss.
You're the one who said you could do this. I didn't. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, read it. I'll fix it.
Read it. I'll fix it. But I don't know how clever. Because Cam and Joss are so in the moment.
It could just be several couples explore what's next.
Okay.
Instead of naming one. I don't know.
Okay.
Thursday, Sunny and Nina face a crisis.
No. That's not a crisis. Mm-mm. No, 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 no.
I'm sorry. A robbery's a crisis.
That was a fake, crappy crisis. No, I would have had it Brando saves the day.
Okay. And Friday, Chase gets an important call. I would have had Chase showers again. Because he takes so many more showers on the show than anyone we've ever seen.
At first, I really did think Friday was going to be a rerun. When it opened with that, yes! I thought it was the one whenever he was calling, especially because he said, I'm the one doing you a favor. And I was like, is that what he said to Brooklyn? I can't remember. And then it went forward and I was like, oh,
seriously,
no.
Have we seen any other character take more showers?
Stop objecting.
I'm not objecting, I feel but like at the same
Chase
time,
needs to
I
take
might
a lot think, more showers.
But should we be concerned about Josh Swickard's home life? Does he have a shower?
Maybe, I'm sure he does.
Maybe but... he just likes to be extra moisturized.
That dries your skin.
He uses some goat milk soap or something to make it extra soft.
What?
Goat milk
that
soap!
It's so much better if they're, remember the nurse's ball, the oil valet is who sponsored it a few years ago? If he had had it, no, you know what would have made that scene even better is if he had been like mumbling, singing Brooklyn song.
Oh, that would have been cute.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that would have been so
cute. I'm not objecting to the scene. However,
I think now I have to send him some goat milk soap so that he can use it next time.
I just don't like objectifying anyone. So like, I appreciate.
Obviously, he doesn't have a problem with it. Okay. So it's all good. Okay. I take back Wednesday because wasn't Wednesday Ava?
Yes.
So I would have made it about Ava. I would have said Ava takes a stand. Ooh, and I would have left it with that because she was not having any of anybody's crap. She talked to Trina. She talked to Nicholas. She was like, listen here. Everyone pay attention to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, I would have made all about Carly because she gets my gold star for this week because her and I were like bonding over her scenes with Sunny. I don't know. What was their description for Friday?
Chase gets an important call.
No.
See, Monday could have been Esme makes charcuterie.
Okay. They didn't talk about that, though. They only talked about his drink.
She made just charcuterie, how he liked it. Cigar, and old-fashioned board.
There you go.
However, everyone's on to her. I'm liking that everyone is 100%.
Was that Friday? You could say Spencer comes clean to Cam.
Yes. Spencer confides in Cam or something.
Or hot cop checks out. I won't call him hot cop because he's not old enough. Cute cop checks out Trina.
I don't know what to do with him right now.
I can't decide what he is yet. So
I don't know either.
I don't know. He was listening at the door, which makes you think bad guy.
Right. But when Jordan was telling Dante that she doesn't think that Trina did it.
Right.
Yes.
But then he was being all nice to Trina and Joss at the... At Kelly, he was like, I'm glad that you have someone looking out for you.
Well, and that's the thing. So, first of all, see, I would give Trina my gold star.
Okay.
I'm jumping in on this one.
Go ahead.
Because when she walked through the doors of Kelly, I loved the pause and her observing her surroundings and was like, yep, I'm doing this. And she did it.
She did?
I thought it was an excellent scene.
I liked how real the scene was between the two of them because she said to Joss, like, this is what I needed to feel better. And Joss was like, yeah, we just needed to hang out and talk crap about Esme and do what teenage girls do kind of thing.
So Joss is always calling Spencer a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally thought that was just like a 90s phrase that, because I mean, we said that in high school, right?
Yes.
And then there are things that we were allowed to say in high school that are seriously not okay that we ever said them.
Right. Right.
Like 1000%.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't anymore. So I'm like, why do they keep saying this? Because I don't know what I thought that it meant.
Okay.
Do you know what it actually means?
No. What does
okay.
it mean?
So I looked it up. A tool is someone who lacks the capacity to realize they're being used by someone else. A fool.
Oh.
I do not like the second part of this. They might have low intelligence.
No, I don't like that either.
Or self-esteem.
Well,
so let's remove that they might have low intelligence and just say they might have low self-esteem.
Yes.
Because that middle part is not okay.
True. But she's using it correctly.
Exactly.
So good job.
Yes. I just didn't like Joss going up to Rory. We have his Rory.
Yes.
Did not like her going up. Who are you looking at? The video star or the... Maybe he just thinks one of you is cute.
Yeah.
Like, he could possibly not know anything about all of that.
Yep. Or he could have just been like... looking across the restaurant, thinking about something completely different. He wasn't really looking at either one of you.
He could have been waiting for somebody.
Yeah.
But
as a teenager going through all the stuff that she's going through, it would be easy to snap off like that.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But let's go back to the Esme, Spencer, Ava, Trina, Nicholas thing.
Okay.
Because Alexis came to talk to Nicholas and was like, so what's this Ava living at the opposite end of the castle?
Mm-hmm.
Her trying to talk to him about, you know, you fought so hard against the Cassadines controlling you, and now look at what you're doing to your son.
Right.
Loved it.
I liked that Spencer wouldn't even hang around for it. He was like, yep, peace out. I'll see you later, Alexis, whenever we get our one-on-one time. I was afraid that Esme was going to follow him to the gallery, so I was glad that that did not happen.
Okay, so when he went to the gallery looking for Ava so that he could say, like, I'm not working under Trina. I loved that because Ava's been trying on the other side to be like, I don't want Spencer working under Trina.
Right.
I was literally screaming at my TV, so excited.
And then it
as
was like,
he was professing
dream
everything
sequence.
That he did. And it was like, no, it was all in his head. But that was so good.
It was so good. But I understand why he won't tell her the truth.
Yes.
It is for her own good at this moment.
Yes.
And hopefully she can forgive him.
I don't like when he did go to Cam. I don't think it was Friday because I have that right after. So I try to organize my notes like in.
So yeah,
they all together.
Yeah, it was Thursday or Friday.
So I said that I loved Camera fighting, but I hate that Spencer said, I need to save her. She does not need saving. She needs you to tell the truth.
Right.
You don't need rescuing when it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. She doesn't need saving. She just needs you to...
I don't understand why he can't just say to Jordan, hey, I was hanging out with her at the cemetery. His time has already been served.
And
it's not like they can
her,
throw him back in or whatever.
Right. And then that can trigger Jordan going, oh my gosh, that's right. I was there 2 seconds later.
Mm-hmm. But Trina was on her phone when Jordan saw her, so she could have been doing something.
That is true. Did not like that the RA called Joss to see if she was feeling, although I guess I appreciate the fact that the RA was checking. However,
I would have just wanted her to say, I was checking to make sure you're doing all right. Not
right.
put it
Do
all
you feel
on Trina.
Safe?
Yeah.
Right.
Cause she could definitely speak up. I feel like she would have called the school already and been like, hey, I need a change of roommate if she really thought Trina had done that.
Right. But we learned that Joss deleted all of her social media.
Mm-hmm.
And Cam cannot work at Lila's Kids.
I know.
As head director or head counselor.
Head counselor.
Because
yes.
of the video.
That's so not fair. But I was very happy that they brought up Lila's Kids. And Joss was like, we were campers there for years. And I was like, yes, yes, you were. Good job.
And the director's name is Ms. Aubrey. Who's Ms. Aubrey?
I don't know, but someone needs to call her up and tell her to change her rule because Cameron should be allowed to work there.
Because I went back and turned on closed captioning. I was like, did they say Ms. Audrey? Because that's Mrs.
Right.
Graham. Would have made sense.
I know who Audrey
but
is.
But I know you know. There are probably a lot of people who don't know.
Just the way he said it to me. That's Liz's Graham. Yep. I know who Audrey is.
But also, that would be, he would be calling her Graham and not
right.
Ms. Audrey.
Yes.
But I was like, oh, what if? No, no. And Aiden apparently won a contest for promoting National Carrot Day by making a carrot ginger cookie. So we have a new recipe that we need to yes. put into our cookbook.
I liked him with Laura whenever he's like, yeah, I figured out what I want to make for Kevin. We'll just have to stop at the store and get an immersion blender. And she's like, okay, I guess I can spoil you. That's not cheap. That's not like a $50 blender.
It's not a hand mixer.
No.
That you can get for like 10 bucks. That's Bosch at Walmart. Nope. This is not a paid advertisement. But they're cheap.
Right. Immersion blender. Yeah.
And where's he getting the money?
I don't know.
Place an order online. But we have a new department store, Logan's Department Store.
Sure. Yeah.
That was the name on the,
I thought that was just like the online store. He's ordering online.
But they're stopping by Logan's on the way home, and he did pick up in store.
Oh, I didn't pay attention.
However, don't you think Laura's going to notice when there is not a blender? Yes. And it's a really small, well, not a small box, but I mean, they come in.
Like a game board box.
It's a game board box, right.
Not a blender box.
No. And they don't make as much noise as a blender box.
No. But maybe he'll send her to check out with the blender and then go get the Ouija board. But I still don't know where he's stashing that.
Not in his
shirt.
But
I really liked him asking Lucy. So, can you tell me?
I don't know if I do.
Oh, I thought it was. No. It was a kid thing to do, because she said I put stuff out in the universe and blah, blah, blah. I was just glad she didn't start talking about vampires.
That's why I'm saying that I don't know if I like it, because I'm like, are we seriously? Because she did say, like, I'm not talking about like my psychic visions again, and I'm just like, seriously, what are we doing right now?
No, I think she was just talking to him the way an adult would talk to a child about their different beliefs. I'm not trying to tell you to think this or do this. We should definitely leave it to the professionals. But I think if you put good stuff out there, you get good stuff back. That was fine. I felt like that was fine.
I just don't want them to bring back Lucy the Vampire Slayer.
No, I don't think they're
like,
going to.
That's what I that's where I was like, no, we're not. Please, no. Like, we've moved on from this.
No, she's too busy being Lucy, the newly traded deception owner. I like that Laura referred to back in the day. Aren't you glad that this didn't take off?
I know. We need to talk. We need to do a 411 about deception.
Yeah. That would
and
be
I
fun.
Love that Martin talks to Laura about Lucy.
She was so cute, like a little so schoolgirl. He talks about me? What?
Very sweet.
Loved it.
But then I guess we can go right back to Liz and Finn. So the important call that Chase got was Finn calling for help in finding out who was doing this to Liz.
He just showed up with his night bag like... Hey, I have some cameras.
At least he thought about the cameras. Like, how is this?
Right. Come on.
Appreciate what Finn is doing. Love their little banter about the fact that, you know, your coupon ran out 6 months ago or after 6 months.
Yes.
Yes, you saved my life, but that just, I'm not forever indebted.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully Chase figures out who's doing what.
But Liz was saying it's somebody who has intimate knowledge of my relationship. She turned around and looked at Finn.
Yeah, she did.
But I'm sticking with it's her.
It's her. Especially since she said she took a sleeping pill. Mm-hmm. It's like she didn't know what she was doing.
I mean, and she's emotionally exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be good.
There's actually, so I remember this from, I think I was in high school. It was one of those Lifetime movies. It was The Sleepwalker Killer.
Oh, wow.
And Charles Easton actually played the husband. And I didn't realize it until, I think he did. You know who that is? That's Deacon from Nashville.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
It's a true story that this guy in sleepwalking drove to his in-laws and killed his mother-in-law.
Oh my God. That's scary.
Yeah.
No, I know.
That's what I was watching in high school. explains a lot.
Exactly. In case you wanted to know why Shannon's obsessed with 2020 Murder Channel, you'll know why.
Started with Matlock early on, grew into some unsolved mysteries and Perry Mason. But yeah. Wow. So, I mean, it's possible to do these things. And I mean, there's extenuating circumstances around it. You can't just claim sleepwalking.
Right. But essentially, that's what they're saying happened to Trina. She blacked out and accidentally on purpose recorded Cam and Joss and then released it later on, all because she was blacked out.
Yeah, I know.
So if it's believable in that case, then it would be believable in Liz's case also.
Yeah. I don't know where to go from here.
Talking about yelling at the TV, when Britt sent the message on her phone to check out the other person's profile, and then they had Dante's phone ring. I think
that was 100% intentional. Oh, and was. I loved it. And yes.
It absolutely was intentional. And whenever she picked
up, that would have been so out of character.
Yes. Yes.
I know
that's awful, but I just don't want him and Sam together. Sometimes they have cute flirty moments, but no, they do not belong together. They are related. No. So.
Well, now she broke into his phone, and the trust is in question. But
he's going to forgive her because he.
But is he? Because she's a private investigator, so it's not. He can't not trust that that will not happen again.
I think he's going to at least try to trust her.
I don't know where that's her profession. I think he has a valid reason.
I mean, he also should make his password a little harder to guess than his son's name.
Yeah, you would think a cop would do better than that. And I loved when Sam straight up said to Carly, "You're asking for my help." Or Carly said, "Because you're sleeping with a cop."
Yep.
She's like, no, we're in a relationship. Thank you.
But Carly tried to break into that conversation and say,
"What was Drew doing?"
And he's like, "I'm saving you from yourself." No, actually, I think it would have been okay for her to say that.
Yeah. She was actually trying to take ownership of something that she was.
Right. This is my fault. I asked Sam. I'm pretty desperate.
Yeah.
Like, come on. But it, yeah.
I did not understand.
I think they just did that to be able to pull them together so that we could see the little spark between him and Carly.
I didn't see it this week. Oh, I didn't see it during that conversation.
Oh, no. Her smile whenever he asked how she was really doing. And then he said something about her being strong and just like her characteristics that she possesses, and she was like, "Well, what exactly do you mean?" And he was like, "I'm not going there." That was flirty cute. She had the flirty cute smile. I felt like,
I don't remember what I was doing when I was watching most of this too. So if I was not watching the facial expression,
you have to watch. She has that, you know, that smile, that like smile as he's saying it. So I was feeling their connection.
Gotcha.
So I thought it was cute that talking about connection that. Scotty with Liesl, they like didn't even realize that people are getting up from the table and coming back. And where did Nina go? Oh, she's been gone for a while.
And you were Ava comes over and Liesl's like, "Scotty's mine."
Yes, exactly.
Because there was a point where we wanted Ava and Scotty to get together.
Mm-hmm.
And then Liesl happened and we're like, nope. No,
it's all Liesl now. So I can't wait to see who they are going to pair Britt with, though. Like, there was a connection there and Liesl was looking at it like maybe she.
Yeah.
She approves.
Something that we should have asked Kathleen was, could her story, her personal story, have influenced how Britt's going to meet her next?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
Which you'll just have to go listen to our interview to know exactly what we're talking about.
That's a good question. We'll have to ask that next time.
Yeah.
You know, now that we're BFFs, just ask her next time.
But I thought about that this week because I'm like, oh, wait.
Yes.
So are we getting somebody new?
I don't know. I will be interested to see. And we saw Spinelli this week.
I was just going to say Spinelli's
defending Maxine.
Jumping rope. Like, he was skipping. Spinelli was skipping.
He's so cute, though.
He's like, "I can't work out like you guys, but I can sure skip rope."
He's so cute.
He's trying to defend Maxie still. And I do love them together. I think we're past where they're going to.
I know.
But they're all. But do you know what, though? Her and her real-life ex-husband, Brandon, are very similar on social media, at least. And I feel like
that's where they're taking the relationship from.
I don't know.
That's fine.
Because, I mean, they're really cute. And, like, Brandon got engaged to somebody else. And, like, she congratulated them. Yeah. And, like, their daughter was a part of everything. Right. And she gives them crap. You know, she'll straight up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so
it's a good.
They co-parent very well.
Yeah.
But she's like, "No, I like him. Can you leave him alone for a minute?"
I don't like that they're trying to show Spinelli being sad over Ellie being gone. Like when he said to Sam, "Don't let him forget that he's the most important," or something along those lines. But they're not showing Georgie at all or talking about Georgie at all. I feel like this kid would have some feelings about the fact that Ellie up and left after how many years of her being
raising her. Yeah. What if Spinelli is Britt's match? No.
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 Mm-mm. I don't know.
Who could it be?
I don't know. I really don't.
I don't know either. I did like Austin apologizing to Chase for
blowing up the marriage.
He's like, yeah, that was totally selfish reasons, but at the same time, how you doing?
You're right. Exactly. You know, let's move past it. I wish that stopped the back and forth between Brooklyn and Chase, though. Can we just let them have a big screaming match about what didn't go right, what did go right, and how they feel, and then move forward? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's both of their personalities.
Yes.
Like, we would have them in the gym, like, pretend boxing or whatever, and then it turned into, like, real boxing. Not pretend boxing, but, like, joking around boxing.
See, I can see punching bag. Oh, didn't we already do that, though, with some... Didn't she already hit him?
She has already hit him, but I feel...
Well, no, she hit him a bunch of... But didn't she already hit him with the punching bag? Someone did.
Maybe. I can't remember. But I could see her, like, in the ring, or him in the ring, like, warming up or whatever, and the other one jumping in being like, oh, are you ready to go? And it just be like
I can't picture him even pretending to fight her.
It's like hitting her gloves. Yeah.
Okay, that, yeah. I thought you meant, like, legit, like, no, them like boxing each other. And I'm like...
No.
At what point did Chase give you the impression that he would do that?
No. Like, hitting like the gloves.
Not Celebrity Deathmatch style.
No.
God, that was such a fun show.
No. I'm in this cute, flirty, like, here, let me...
I have claymations going on in my head.
I'm like, why are you so appalled by my thought process? Why can't you see the picture in my head?
But you kept saying fighting. Okay. And so I'm thinking they're going to be...
I said play fighting and you looked insulted by that. So I was trying to elaborate, not play fighting, but like flirtatiously. Oh, here,
you're going to be practicing their moves?
Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
And then it turned into a...
Okay.
Blow up where...
So they're going to work out together, not...
But I wanted the setup, like, they weren't intending on working out together. One is in the ring, like, just practicing their moves. The other one comes in and is like, oh, do you need someone to help you or whatever, in like a jokey, flirty way. And then they end up like hitting, you know, like lately tapping the other ones. I don't know what the gloves are that have like the blockers in them. But you've seen them,
pads?
Them before. Yeah, the blocky pads, but I don't know what they're called.
They're called pads.
But they're part of the... thing. They're part of the like boxing gloves. Like where they have that piece on them. It's okay. That doesn't matter. Anyway, that.
Are you talking about like the big?
No, like the hand ones when they like keep bumping into their hand, but they have the thing on them. I'm going to find a picture and show you what I mean. Cause in my head, I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And then she's going to hit like a little bit harder. Like if you weren't such a jerk. And again, not like beating each other up, but like more aggression behind it. And then they can start yelling at each other and just get it all out there. And then they can kiss and make up and it'll be all cute.
I don't know. I'm having trouble.
Whatever. In my head, it works out perfectly. I'm sorry you don't see it.
I'm sorry I can't see in your head. But I agree. I think that we need to move this along a little bit.
Right. It's taking too long.
And they both miss each other, which is cute.
Yes. I was trying to find a picture, but now I'm not going to be able to find what's in my head. All right, where are you going next?
I guess we talk about Charlie's. Sasha and Brando are looking at houses and trying to figure out where they're going to...
Now that they have no budget.
Right? Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just get one couple, though, that has to go through the craziness of what the housing market is like right now? Though, please. Lucy's already said that she can pretty much walk away from deception now and focus on real estate. So let's have her going crazy.
Right.
Over. This is the 20th house that we've bid on and you're still getting outbid.
That's awful.
It's happening.
I know. Lucky mine didn't work like that. Thanks.
It did not. You're welcome.
These pads. See how they're like part of the glove and they hold their hand up?
Yeah, they're just like, they're like a pad.
Yeah, but I feel like, okay, this is Everlast Core Boxing Fitness Kit is what's on Dick's Sporting Goods.
I bet it's a defense pad for kickboxing.
So it's like a flat thingy. Anyway, next. So Charlie.
It's a defense pad.
But like, that looks like big pads.
Well, they have different sizes. They're hand. So I was right.
I feel like you weren't, but that's okay.
Defense hand pad for kickboxing.
But what?
So they're just pads.
Okay, what I was imagining, what was in your head was the big, tall ones. Like the SWAT
strike pads.
Ones.
Is that a better word for you? Strike
yes,
pads?
There you okay. go. Strike pad. Thank you.
All right.
Boom. I knew what I
I'm
saw
like,
in my head was a real
I've
thing.
I've done kickboxing. So I'm like, they're just pads. I'm telling you, it's when you take it and the instructor goes, now go pick up the pads. You go pick up the pads.
But I wanted it attached to the glove.
I've done the, that's yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway.
What were we just
Charlie's sold for $100 to Phyllis.
Yes. But then Phyllis going over and meeting Sasha and Brando and saying to Brando, and our servers appreciate your big tips, to Brando.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha can leave big tips.
She can. I thought it was more weird that the first time meeting Sasha that she is bringing up him instead of talking about
Who does that?
Nobody.
Who does that?
Nobody.
Who does that?
Maybe if she had met her a couple months ago, right after Liam passed away. Okay.
Or if Sasha was at the bar by herself, sad, talking about it. Through pictures on her phone, right. And Phyllis is the bartender, and Phyllis says, oh, what a beautiful baby. And then Sasha gets really sad, and then Phyllis is able to say, I understand what you're going through. But no.
No, not congratulations on your wedding. Oh, and I'm sorry that your baby passed away. That was absurd.
It was.
She wouldn't say that.
No. What are they doing to her?
I don't know. I don't like it.
No.
But I'm glad that she bought the bar for the $100. Not sure why we needed Nina to be any part of that conversation, but whatever.
Because we had to get her there so that when the guys came to rob the place. Although, I will give Brando and Sasha came back because they forgot to invite Sunny to the reception.
Mm-hmm.
And
reception thrown by deception.
Yep. And outside, Sasha and Brando saw the guys that were breaking into Charlie's to rob it, and Brando like bust through the door, and he and Sonny, we actually saw the fights. Mm-hmm. So yay, thank you. When Nina grabbed that gun, yeah. I was like, yes, let's do this. And then it was over.
Yep.
But
yep, then she turned around to like little crybaby her.
Sasha, oh my gosh, are you okay? I was just so terrified because they were trying to steal my $5 necklaces that I have around my neck all the time.
It's the thought.
The thought of, you don't even know, so be quiet. She doesn't have any idea other than thinking it's Nell, and now we're going to come out with there was two babies and all that stuff.
I don't think it's ridiculous that she wears the necklaces. As a mom,
like, I think it's ridiculous.
If we were in those shoes, we would both.
No, I think it's ridiculous I'm not thinking that it's ridiculous that she wears the necklace. Absolutely, you would wear something to remind you of your children that you didn't get to know, or child that you didn't get to know. I think it's ridiculous that she has to talk about it constantly.
Okay. Or when she goes over to Sasha and was like, I think, or what did she say? Like, I know what you're doing. Or, she said something to Sasha because Sasha had just taken the pill.
You know what I'm going to say.
Yes. Yes. That was it. That was it.
And Sasha's like, what? Like, scared she saw her take the pill.
Right.
But then, yeah, she went right into, I was just so scared they were going to steal my necklaces.
Yeah.
And again.
And thank you is not something that you say, you know what I'm going to say.
Right.
It's just, oh, I'm so glad that you and, like, that's all you would do is, oh, Sasha, I'm so glad that you and Brando came back.
Right. Thanks for saving me. Yep.
Notice how she did not get an invite.
Nope. She does not need to go. Mm-mm. And she was ridiculous when she went up to Willow and is like, oh, now you're going to play hardball. And I loved Willow putting her in her place. She was not, in my opinion, not wrong at all. She was like, oh, how do you want him to be raised? Keeping family members hidden for months on end, lying about this, lying about that. Okay, then.
The only thing that I did not agree with is when she said something about sneaking around. And I'm like, uh-huh. Like, you didn't just do that?
Yeah, that's true.
That was the only thing that...
But she was breaking up her own marriage there, not somebody else's.
That is true. That is 100% true. That is, okay. Yeah.
Not saying that they're not.
No, it's still not awful, okay, but right. But it's, you're right. She was imploding her own life, yes. Not someone.
Yes.
I mean, she was imploding Chase's, but he's
better
off now.
But you have more of a right to ruin your own marriage than you do to ruin someone else's.
And Chase is better off now.
Exactly.
So Michael and Willow sat down and talked with Smoltz about their story that's going to be a 5-part exclusive.
I feel bad for Alexis that's going to have to proofread that and make sure that he's not writing it in a completely ridiculous way.
I don't think he's going to, though. I think that she set the guidelines and the boundaries and was like, listen, I will shut it down if you do not do XYZ. And I think that he is driven enough that he is going to make sure to stay in those parameters.
I hope
because
so.
Because he's in it for himself. And so he wants the exposure.
Yes.
And if he knows that it's going to get killed.
Right.
If he doesn't, then he's going to follow.
I hope so. Because if not, that's a lot of babysitting.
Although when she was like, you have to give Nina a shot, he totally did.
Yes. And she actually did not go to hell.
he actually did not go up to her. I mean, he was kind of smirky, but he wasn't.
Yeah, he said, do you want to make any comments?
Right.
And she didn't come back as a mature adult and say, well, I would like to give my side of the story, blah, blah, blah. She took his phone and yelled into it, go to hell.
Yeah.
And he even said, after so many people tell you that, it doesn't mean anything. No.
Right. Although Alexis saying to Nina, over the years, Crimson has done a number of journalistic pieces. Isn't that what a magazine does?
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's 101 ways to comb your hair, that's still a journalistic piece.
Yes.
Right?
Right. I think she meant investigative more so.
If but you have to find 101 ways to brush your hair, that's a lot of investigating.
I just feel like she meant
like the people newspaper, who write those.
I think she meant multiple pages or multiple segments instead of just one article. She worded it wrong. I'm 100% with you.
That was such a...
It was an insult. Yes. You just write fluff stuff and I'm writing real hard news.
But we see it all the time on all the TV and movies that we've watched of that struggling journalist who's given the fluff column
right. That's
like a 2-inch box at the bottom of page 20.
Exactly.
Fighting their way to the top. They're still a journalist.
Yeah. No, I agree. It was totally backhanded, you don't know what you're doing. But I think that's how she meant it.
Okay. But the reason that Alexis was talking to Nina, I thought that Nina would have been more inclined to say, you just sabotaged me by bringing me here to have Smoltz approach me. I was surprised she didn't say that.
Mm-mm. Nope. She was talking about how she doesn't understand how Harmony owes her anything
because
they're not even friends.
Nope. Why is the main elevator in the restaurant? There's no elevator in the Metro Court. Outside of the restaurant, everyone walks through the restaurant to get to the elevator. I always assumed that that elevator was like for the rooms. And so like if you were staying at the Metro Court, you would come down to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But when Harmony was going to talk to Alexis,
she
went through the restaurant.
To go down to the main level.
To go downstairs.
Yeah, you're correct. I don't know why it's made that way.
How did we get up to the restaurant?
Right.
When the...
See, I always pictured that area where like Harley and...
We talked about that. We need to do a 411 about this as well, about the layout of
right. The
Metro Court, because we did a brief.
Where Carly and Drew were having drinks, that right behind them was a set of stairs or an elevator or something.
Right. Yeah.
And that would make sense that was the everyone access, and the other one is just for those
private guests.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's not how Harmony used it.
Or the businesses that are located in there.
Right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So that takes you on to Harmony. She's just taking out whole families here.
This was defense, though.
It was. It was.
She pushed.
He had no right to pick up the syringe that fell out of her purse.
All right. So but we got to start at the beginning.
Go ahead.
Brandon approached Willow, Michael, and Nina.
Yes. And they had no time for him. They're like, we don't want your shady business.
Yep.
Please get away from us.
And so he decides to blackmail. And when you're blackmailing someone, shouldn't you be a little bit specific?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Harmony's
like, give me the money.
Right. Okay. I will give you the money I have.
Exactly.
I have a $20 bill in my pocket, like in my purse. That's the money that you're going to get if you rob me. Not go to XYZ people, get this money and bring it to me.
And how did he think that she was going to get a large sum of money from Alexis?
I don't know.
Alexis is letting her live there for free.
Yep.
Alexis is not pushing her out anytime soon. So it's not like, hey, I let you stay in my house for 2 weeks and now I need you to move out. So I'm going to help you by lending you $4,000 to set up your own apartment or whatever.
Right.
So how is she going to get this money? What is her reason? Willow, her daughter, is loaded living with the Quartermains.
Yep.
So it's not for her kid. What does she need money for?
Right.
There's nothing. It's just,
But so they met at Rana Point,
mm-hmm.
which I don't remember that place ever having a name before. So
me neither.
That's where Nell died, right? Isn't that the same place? I think that
no,
is.
No, I don't think that's the same place.
No?
But Nell died up.
Oh my gosh, that's right. It was over. How could I forget?
Like, what?
It was on the Pennsylvania. Yep.
Like they were up at the cabin.
It was the Pennsylvania side of the river. Oh no, that was Julian.
That was Julian that died. But they said
they found him
about,
on the Pennsylvania
they
side.
They thought maybe Nell's body would be found.
Okay. In my head, I was thinking that Brendan is... Okay, is it Brendan or Brandon? Because I keep going back to the night at the museum when Jonah Hill's character's name was Brendan, and I can't get it out of my head anytime.
I think it's Brandon.
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh my gosh. It is literally,
I'm sorry.
Was dying like the first time when it's Brendan.
The first night at the museum?
Uh-huh.
Then I did see it, but it didn't strike me as that funny.
Oh my
then.
Gosh, it's so funny.
I'm sorry. I'll have to rewatch
Ben Stiller keeps saying, like, Brandon. And he's like, no, Brundon.
Okay.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, yeah, so but, not where Nell died, but
I didn't understand why she had the syringe if she then turned around and gave him the money anyway. And then it looked like he was going to walk off for a second, and she didn't grab the syringe to jam it into him. So mm-hmm. why did she have the syringe to begin with?
So the thing that was driving me crazy about that entire scene, they weren't there. All the greenery behind them
mm-hmm.
was, they were on a green screen.
Okay.
Because if you look at it, you can see the trees right through them. And there was like a halo around their entire bodies. It was so distracting to me. And I grabbed my husband and I was like, they're not there, huh? Here's what happens when you marry a graphic designer. They ruin things for you. You'll okay. be watching something and like, okay. I know that Star Wars is a lot of CGI.
Do you?
I do.
I thought it was all filmed in,
I do.
In real no, life.
Even
space.
Back in the 80s. Well, we're not, I mean, because I think that CGI gets overdone now. Like, I'm sorry. Things that we watched growing up that were scale, like right. models and stuff, are so much more realistic
yes.
than the CGI stuff that we get. But yes, so they were on, the ground was there,
mm-hmm.
but the greenery behind them was not. And there was just like this outline around them.
Okay.
And if you looked through his jacket, you could totally see like the trees and stuff behind him and through her hair. And I'm like, she looks like a ghost the whole time.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying that close of attention. I was just trying to get it done. That was Friday's episode. I wanted to finish up. But I didn't understand why she had a syringe. And
well, she was going to kill him. She was going to kill him. She went there with the intention.
But then she handed him the money. Why are you handing him money?
Because she decided that she wasn't going to kill him. Oh. She decided to take the right way. And then he forced the issue. And then her purse fell. And he's like, oh, you're the one who gave Neil drugs. Were you doing?
I don't know how you get from you're the one that Neil was doing drugs with to you're the one that killed Neil, though.
I think it was the expression on her face that he was like, okay. Oh, wait, you weren't the one doing drugs with him. You're the one who killed him.
Okay.
I think that was.
Okay.
His realization, and then when she went to leave, and then he started choking her, and well, she, yeah,
she
was
had
like,
to push back.
Whoa.
She just happened to, oops, I hate when I push someone and they fall off a ledge.
Oh, she used all her leverage. I was actually kind of more impressed that she didn't go over with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he was holding on to her like
class.
That,
she probably has she those boxing pads. Thingies.
Somebody email me in November to remind me. To buy Amanda strike pads for Christmas. Thank you.
Boxing pad thingies, I think is what you mean.
Yes.
All right. Then last is Carly with Sunny.
Yeah.
So yeah, Carly and I, we were on a different level together this week. And that's why she gets the gold star. Because I was in a relationship with someone that I knew had some mental health issues and could benefit from medication, and that they self-medicated in unhealthy ways and they would not listen to me. And then they got with their next partner and suddenly, oh, it's so clear now they need to be medicated and they're seeing a doctor and blah, blah, blah. And so when she was like, oh, was Nina here? Oh, yeah, you're not drinking with your meds? I wonder who told you that was a bad idea before. I was like, yes, Carly, yell at him and tell him he is a jerk.
But Sonny's never denied the fact that he needs his meds. He did that one time and then learned that he definitely could not be without his meds.
He didn't deny that he needed his meds, but he always thought that he could drink as much as he wanted with his meds.
Yes.
Yes.
It's also never been quite the problem that it was just recently with... But
I think all the years that Carly's been with him, it has been as big of a problem before in the past.
He never did to her what he almost did to Nina, though.
No, but still, she told him and he didn't listen.
See, I thought you were going to go with the, well, doesn't your grandson deserve the same protection? And why didn't you think about that? Like, you're saying that your family's first, but it sure as heck wasn't when you picked Nina over him.
Mm-hmm.
And now, yeah, the crime families all think that you're weak because you are sleeping with the person
yes.
who did that to you instead of punishing them, which Sunny Corinthos would do.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was with her on that, too. I just didn't.
That's where I thought.
No, I was with her with that. Like, I had strong emotional, yes, you go, Carly, to that also. But I have not been in that same experience, so it wasn't quite the same.
But I just loved the fact that
she
told him that she was being weak. Yeah.
Yeah. She totally called him out and was like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
People are going to come at us because you just showed your weakness, and it's this dumb woman.
Yep.
I just don't even like the scenes of them together. When they're standing there looking at each other all like goo-goo-eyed, I'm like, no, stop it. You're annoying me.
Oh, and are we just not having a memorial for Jason?
I guess not.
So we have him declared dead for closure.
Right.
For the family.
Right.
For the kids.
Yes.
Specifically for the kids.
Right.
But we're not, and I'm sorry, like, if you're going to do that and if it's about closure, there is something.
Yes.
Regarding closure by having the memorial service, by going through the steps, by having that.
Something.
So are we not doing that? We're just, Monica declared him dead and.
That's the end of it.
Check the box, seal the envelope and that's it.
I guess so.
Okay.
That doesn't feel like something Monica would do either, but okay.
So is Brick going to be on more? I mean, I'm totally fine with that, but I mean,
I think so.
I thought for sure that perhaps after the hiya, save your life action that Brando was doing.
I'm sorry. I can't call it a boxing pad thingy, but you can say hiya action thing.
Save your life thing.
Okay. Brando already said he would not be part I of know. The business. So no, he is not taking the position Brick is, which is great.
As long as he's there.
He'll be there. He'll be there.
I just got the Jackson 5. I'll be there. I'll be there to protect you.
All right, I'd be singing the Mariah Carey version of that, but we're there.
With an unselfish love. It's rare and true. Just call my name.
Okay. I can take that right in. Do-do-do.
Reality check.
Right, so... Okay. I can. I can.
No, sunny.
I can. I can take that right into reality check.
Okay.
Because, you know, the kids are older, and in our house, we put some stuff in the baskets, and then the Easter Bunny comes and fills in with some candy and stuff and then hides them. So Matt is older now, and he doesn't like as much stuff or as much candy. And I told you that for his birthday, he asked for a vinyl player. So,
did you get the Jackson 5?
So we went to Half Price Books to look for records for him, and we couldn't decide what to get him. And so Ryan's Beatles. Like flipping through it. I don't remember what one he actually ended up buying. But anyway, he's flipping through all of them, and he's like, I don't know what to buy, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, is there some Mariah Carey in there? I think we should buy that. And he was like, no, shut up. It's not what we're getting. So I can't remember what he bought. I think it's the Rolling Stones, but maybe not. I don't know. I'm sorry that you're disappointed. I'll let Ryan know.
That is not...
I don't know who it was. I should have paid better attention. We didn't end up getting it there. We ended up going to Target and getting one because they saw records at Target too. Which
oh
is...
yeah, records are back.
Yeah.
I mean, hence why your son wants a vinyl player.
So.
My first vinyl was the Monkees' Greatest Hits and I was 5.
I never had any vinyl.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. I remember the cute little Fisher Price record player.
Okay, so
those.
That's not vinyl. That was plastic.
But when that was the record player, I remember. And then I went straight to tapes. My first CD was Boys to Men.
My first CD was, I don't know what my first CD was. I want to say possibly NSYNC's Christmas.
Wow.
Possibly.
Okay.
But I feel like that's kind of old, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would have been in high school. And when did they come out? When did CDs come out?
I was,
and were like affordable?
It was for my 12th birthday that I got a CD player and my first CD. But I don't know how much.
How? I was 10.
Yeah.
Oh, your parents liked you.
Thank you.
So when you were 14 and I was 12, I got my first cassette player.
Oh.
And I still have it. It's in the garage. It still works. That's right, kids. Things used to last more than 3 years.
I just threw out my CD player when I moved from the old house to the new house.
Yeah, no, I didn't have CDs. So, I had tapes.
Mm-hmm. And no, I had CDs because I remember doing the whole send away for the 14 CDs for a penny, blah, blah.
Oh my gosh, Rocky, we were just talking about this because Columbia House does DVDs because, just go to TikTok and watch, and you can find all the old commercials. Remember how we were talking about all the...
Yes.
Yeah. We got Rocky down a rabbit hole.
Oh, I'm sorry, and, Rocky.
And then we started talking about the Columbia House stuff, because Yep.
Well, there you go.
So funny. But Columbia House is now just like DVDs.
Oh, okay.
But no, because that's the thing. One of my uncles got me like a Columbia House gift certificate, and I think that's what I bought my first CD with.
Oh.
And I really, truly think that it was NSYNC's... I think he sent that. I think he actually sent me that. It's going to drive me crazy.
I know. Next week on the updates before we get started, Shannon's going to be like, actually, my first CD was.
But I mean, I really think that I was like a freshman in high school.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have money.
I was the baby of the family. I don't know how many times I have to tell you this.
The first album. So the first album came out in 1997. So yeah, would have been my sophomore year.
Okay.
I truly think that that might have been it. I don't know what my first cassette was. Could have been the... I remember getting the Little Mermaid soundtrack on tape.
I think my first cassette was the Beach Boys because they were on Full House.
You know that John Stamos is actually an official Beach Boy?
I did not.
Yes. And that's General Hospital related because he was Blackie.
There you go. Look at that. Full circle.
Are you done with your reality check now that I just hijacked it?
No, you're okay. That was pretty much it. The kids were off school all week. So, yeah.
My daughter was only off on Friday, but then she's off Monday and Tuesday. So,
See, we're not off Monday and Tuesday. We were off all week, and Madeline kept telling me that, and I kept telling her she was crazy because we're never off all week. And then I finally looked at the thing and was like, oh, yeah, but we didn't really do anything that exciting. So
that's nice, though, sometimes. Just
it was
chill.
Nice. It was nice. Yep. So, yeah, that was my week.
Cool. My son came home a day early from college, and I tried to surprise the family because he and I were doing Marco Polo, and he's like, it was Thursday. And I said, well, when's your last class tomorrow? And he said, oh, actually, my teacher canceled it and said, enjoy your break early.
Aww.
And I said, okay, so what do you have tomorrow? He's like, well, I have my virtual doctor's appointment at 10. And I said,
virtual?
Uh-huh. And he had it in his head. He's like, okay, so after my appointment, I'll leave and I'll go home. And I said,
Or you could just come home now
and be home tonight. And so I texted my husband. I was like, do you just want to get pizza tonight for dinner? And he's like, yeah, sure. So I had my son go pick it up. And I told my husband, because my husband was out and about. And I said, oh, I accidentally ordered it for delivery. So just stop by the store, get some pop and come home. And my daughter was washing dishes. And I was out back with my husband doing something with the garden. My son texts and he's like, I'm on my way. So like I saw him come down. I said, hey, can you go get to my daughter? I said, hey, can you go get the door? She's like, well, I'm just finishing up washing the dishes. And my husband goes, and he's like, I'll go. And then as soon as he gets in the living room, he goes, hey, he's home.
Aww.
And I was being all insistent. I was like, no, I really think that she needs to go open the door.
Doesn't always go how you plan it, but I'm sure it was still an awesome surprise.
It was. It was nice. And so this morning we were doing his room assignment thing because they're changing the system. And he's like, I'm just worried that I'm going to do it wrong. And I was like, all right, I don't care. I'll help you do your room assignment, whatever. Right. So the school that he goes to it's called the Autism Support Initiative for Success. It's available for students with autism to make a smooth transition into college life and achieve academic success. It asked him if he would be okay being paired with someone in that program. And he just automatically selected yes. And I looked at him. I said, because I know about this program, that school is not going to be one that we look at for my daughter because he needs to have his,
yes.
It's not his responsibility.
Right.
And I'm very adamant about that. I know if anything ever happened to me that 100% that he would be there, but he is 19.
Right. Until the time comes, he needs to be a big brother, not a parent.
Yes. And he said, well, I live it anyway. And I was like, yes, but college is supposed to be your time. And he's like, I don't care. I said, okay. I'm like, I just don't want you thinking that
you had to click it.
And because I'm sitting here. And he's like, no. He's like, that'd be fine.
I love him.
I'm like, okay.
I'm not going to cry. It's fine. Nope.
Then I just like looked at him and I'm like, thank you. So that was a proud mama moment. And then that was really it. I mean, not that was really it, but I mean, you know, my daughter, she was home on Friday and she's off for the next 2 days. So just enjoying a little bit of time. He has to go back to school because classes start back up on Monday. So
yeah.
A little bit extra time, but yeah, I feel bad. She didn't really do anything this week. Sorry, girl. But yep. So that's it. What's Thursday's Poor Charles for? It's the, oh my gosh, we're finally starting the Aztec Princess. Felicia was not on this week, but we're going to start the Aztec Princess part one on Thursday. Get the ball rolling with that. I guess it's kind of appropriate that we're talking so much about the five families because this goes right into the Asian Quarter, which we'll talk right about the mob stuff.
Yep.
So, yeah, join us on Thursday as we get started with the Aztec Princess.
Have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.